The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
We begin with the news we're hearing this morning that government party leaders are meeting this evening to discuss this gradual reversal in the excise cuts on petrol and diesel. For more on this, I'm joined by Mairead Farrell, who's Sinn Féin TD for Galway West, and Fianna Fáil TD for Kilkenny, Peter Chap Clear. And you're both welcome to the programme. So Mairead, what is it that Sinn Féin are wary of happening here? You believe, despite government assurances, that we're on a cliff edge, do you?
Yeah, look, I mean, what we've seen from government time and time again is that they kite fly in the media, they make all these promises, and then in the reality they fail to deliver. And we know that people are struggling here and right now. And I'm deeply concerned what the government is planning to do. They're planning to do this, obviously, in the context of the fact that the Dáil is going to be on summer recess in the coming weeks, that this will come into effect while the Dáil is on summer recess.
Well, and again, what will come into effect, though? What are you expecting the government to do?
Well, I'm expecting them to reverse what they had done in relation to fuel prices. That's what I'm expecting them to do.
Okay, well,
whatever way, stage way that they're going to do it, we cannot know until they announce this. But the reality is that this will have a knock-on effect on all those people who travel to work day in, day out,
right.
And have to fill their tanks.
Well, Peter, as a representative for Fianna Fáil, what do you believe the government is going to do about these excise reductions which came into play after the fuel protests?
Yeah, I think first of all, Claire, and good morning to you and good morning to your listeners and Mairead. I suppose the first thing to note is that the government has already introduced probably the most significant package across Europe, a package worth $750 million, which has eased the pressure on many families and businesses and individuals right across the country. As part of those suite of measures, there was the 32 cent reduction in diesel and the 27 cent reduction in petrol, along with the additional 4 weeks for fuel allowance and the pausing of the 1% carbon levy, and a really, really significant agriculture and haulage scheme as well, which has been really, really well taken up. So there was that specific measure brought in terms of the 32 cents and the 27 cents on the diesel. Now, the Taoiseach has said very clearly that there will not be a cliff edge, that there potentially will be a taper levelling down, as one would expect considering the way oil prices have gone at the moment. I mean, before the war in Iran, oil prices had surged sharply. I mean, Brent crude oil was at about $115 a barrel. It's now trading close to $75 a barrel. It's actually lower now than it was before the measures were brought in. So, yes, there will more than likely be a tapering down. Government are meeting this afternoon in terms of the leadership, and there's plenty of time before the Dáil goes into recess to make informed, evidence-based, prudent financial decisions for everybody in the country.
So there won't be a cliff edge, but it does mean that the cost of fuel is going to go up over the summer.
Well, let me give you an example, Claire. I was driving around the constituency yesterday in Carlow and Kilkenny, and I came across to Ballon. And before the diesel there in Ballon yesterday was 158, I think it was. 158. So that's a significant reduction. When these measures are brought in, you were largely looking at 225, 230 for diesel across petrol pumps and forecourts right around the country. So there has been a levelling off period in terms of the price of diesel. People can see that. People can feel that in their pockets. And I suppose government has a responsibility now to get the balance right. And government knows we have to avoid a cliff edge, but we have a responsibility as well for taxpayers' money across the country. And we have an upcoming budget coming as well. And I just think it needs to be done in the context of that.
So, Mairead, if you look at that, and we'll take Peter's example of 158 a litre for diesel. He is saying it's at such a level now that maybe we don't need the 27 cent off in excise duties, but there won't be a cliff edge. So you're not going to see the 27 cent lumped back on over the summer, but you might see some of it coming back.
Well, I would imagine that we certainly will see some of it coming back from the soundings of government. But I do think we need to see this in the context of the year that we've just had. So in the last budget, the government said very clearly, categorically, they were not going to support working people. They said that they acted on that and people felt that. People felt that throughout the winter. They felt that continuing on into the spring. And what we had was a situation where people simply could not make ends meet. As a result of that, we quite clearly had the fuel protests because people just simply could not make ends meet. Working people couldn't. We now have a situation where we know that from the central bank, they had they did a report recently where they said that workers' real wages are going to fall over the coming months, which means that the money that already people are finding struggling with is going to fall again for them in value in terms of the coming year. We also know that in the likes of Galway City, my home city, rents are up 18% year on year. We know that electricity prices are rising. We have a situation where this government has refused to help working people. They acted on fuel for only because the people went out in the streets and said they simply could not afford to make ends meet. And now what we have, whether Peter wants to admit this or not, we have a situation whereby coming into a summer recess, that they want to act during that time. So, and as we all know, the only way that this can then be reversed is through financial resolution, which means that the doll has to sit. So my question would be that if things were to change, we know how volatile the international picture is at the moment, and if things were to change in terms of the Strait of Hormuz, is Peter saying that, yes, the doll will come back from summer recess then and act again? Is that what the government is planning to do? Because
Can you answer that?
Yeah, I think Sinn Féin are obviously paying politics to this, and it's really interesting to hear Mairead speak because originally when the first package was introduced and was announced on the Thursday before Piers Doherty, finance spokesperson for Sinn Féin, was on the floor of the Dáil calling for a 20 cent reduction on the Thursday. Five days later on the Tuesday, there was a 20 cent reduction in diesel introduced, and Sinn Féin, Piers Doherty and all of his colleagues voted against that reduction. So what happened in those 5 days? That's my question back to Mairead. So, what happened in those 5 days?
First of all, Peter, you didn't actually answer the question.
Because so you've consistently you voted against every single measure. And other political parties, Mairead, Labour, the Sock Dem, they've all voted in favour of these measures being introduced, these temporary measures that were done. And the government proved that we were very agile. There was a £750 million package brought in. And I suppose we're in a situation now where the leaders are meeting this evening.
That you're not on the side of working people. They have proved time and time again that they're not on the side of working people.
I don't accept that. We want the highest minimum wage in Europe. We're a country that's at full employment. There's 2.8 million people working in this country at the moment.
You're in a situation
the highest
where
there's ever been. And that's because of the economic policies.
Okay. I know you don't want to hear me speak. I understand you don't want to hear me speak.
Nobody will be able to hear either of you if you're continuously speaking over each other. But Mairead, you have been accused, your party has been accused by the Taoiseach of trying to engineer further fuel protests. What do you say to that accusation?
Well, first of all, I would ask that Peter actually answers the question in relation to coming back over summer recess, but that's a really serious charge that the Taoiseach has put to you.
And
it's typical of the Taoiseach. It is absolute and utter nonsense. The only thing that Sinn Féin has done is actually listen to the people. Again, the government is refusing to do that. What the government far prefers to do is waste money. We've seen it time and time again with business class fights, with the likes of the Dáil bike shed and a whole range of other things, and not actually listen to the needs of the people. The people have been struggling. They have said that working people are struggling. More and more working people are being pushed into poverty. We know that real wages are going to be going down towards the end of the year. We know that prices
keep
increasing.
Okay, and you've made those points. But is Sinn Féin encouraging people to take to the streets again if the government don't do enough, as you see it, on excise duty?
No, I'm here now challenging the government on this. I will continue to challenge the government in relation to this week. We did it last week. We will continue to do this because what we're saying to government is that they need to listen. They need to listen to the needs of people. This is something that they continue to refuse to do. And this is typical government now, is that they're going to try and ignore this now over the number of weeks and just try and coast themselves into the summer break without listening to what actually is going on in the reality of people's lives.
Back to your question that you had for Peter Chapclear, which you say he didn't answer. So if things get worse in the Middle East, if the Strait of Hormuz is blocked again, if energy prices rise again, Peter, will the government have the agility over the summer to go back to the current position when it comes to excise reductions?
Absolutely, but I mean, there's plenty of time before this dog goes into recess, as I said earlier, to make informed and evidence-based and prudent financial decisions. And if the situation is drastic enough that the dog needs to be recalled, then that's what will happen. But the reality of the situation is, and Mairead has been a little bit disingenuous here, because the government reduced diesel by 32 cent and petrol by 27 cent. We did not increase it. Now, Sinn Féin last week put in a few amendments. They were voted down. And now Sinn Féin are saying that the government is voting for increases. It is simply not true. It's not true. It's false. And all Sinn Féin want to do is spend, spend, spend. But with all due respect, like, we have an economy to run. We have to remain vigilant and we have to remain prudent ahead of the budget, given the geopolitical situation we find ourselves in. Yes, there's been an ease over the last number of weeks. We've seen before how quickly that can escalate. And as I said to you, as a government, we have a responsibility for taxpayers right across the country to make sure that we're managing the finances correctly and prudently.
Yeah, I mean, but people, you know, people are saying to me on text messages here coming into the programme, Peter, that they want this left alone. They say it is a little bit of respite. It's a bit of a break from rising prices. Why touch it at all?
Yeah, and it's a fair point. I mean, fuel prices, I mean, they have and they were putting huge pressure on families and farmers, and especially those there that were living in rural Ireland. I mean, there's no alternative driving if you're living where I am in the Kilkenny-Carlow border. I mean, it's essential for work and your school runs and your sports runs and everyday life. So absolutely, it was so important that at the time when fuel prices went to the levels they're at, that government stepped in and intervened. But I suppose we're now back into a situation where we're in a more normalised situation, where Brent crude oil has reduced from $115 to $75.
Yeah, but we don't see that at the pumps. I mean, your example of
$158
a litre is being challenged because a lot of people are saying they can't get it for less than $170. It's $175 in a lot of places I see coming in here.
Well, there's a fantastic petrol station in Ballon County,
well,
Carlow, Clare.
But sure, we can't all drive to Ballon, for goodness sake.
Well, you're more than welcome to come down. Or we've Urlingford, in cabin is up in Urlingford at 160 something. So, I mean, we have seen a huge reduction, to be fair. But notwithstanding that, the most important point here is that there will not be a cliff edge. There's a bit of scaremongering going out there. I think the government needs to be responsible. I think the leaders are meeting this evening. And potentially what we'll see is a tapered levelling down, done over a phased basis. I think that's fair. I think most people would accept that, because at the end of the day, there was a measure of packages brought through, which was $750 million. And I suppose government has to make sure in the context of the budget upcoming for 2027, that there are other issues out there that need to be addressed as well.
Among them, tax cuts, Mairead, which we hear a lot about in the run-up to the budget. Now, if it's a choice between keeping these excise cuts and having tax cuts in the budget, which side would you fall on?
At the moment, it's not about that choice. What we know, what the government does, and it, like the way budgets work, is that you look at everything in its entirety. It's never one thing over the other. That's not the way budgets work. It's not like you're going into the shop and you're choosing to buy one bar over the other. You have to look at everything in its absolute entirety. I think, to be honest, so that Peter clearly doesn't understand the struggles that people are facing here, that government continues to fail to grasp the reality of the situation for people. When we have a situation where one in four children are living in poverty, there's a serious issue there. We should be supporting families rather than making life more difficult for them.
Well, I feel like you're preempting a decision though, Mairead, because we don't know what the government leaders are going to decide tonight. We don't know what the cabinet will vote on tomorrow. I mean, it might well be left
on this show specifically in relation to this topic.
No, absolutely.
You asked me specifically to come on about this topic.
Absolutely. But you're answering questions as though the government has already made a decision when it hasn't.
I think it's fairly clear that the government are going to act on this, but if they don't, well, then all well and good. Then that's a positive. But I would imagine from the way the government has acted over the last number of years, whether it was this government or the previous government, they have continuously failed to stand with working people. That has been clear. It was never more clear than it was in the last budget, where they refused to do anything for working people.
So bottom line, you know, for you is that they don't touch the excise as it currently stands. They leave it at this sort of emergency reduced level.
Yes, absolutely. And then that can be reviewed at budget time when everything is looked at. It's in its entirety. The issue that we had in the last budget was that they refused to do anything for working people. And as a result of that, people got to the point where they simply couldn't take it anymore. Yeah, if we were in the context of a different budget, things would have potentially have been different. But that's where the government left people.
So, Peter,
in the last budget.
Yeah, this is interesting, Peter, because we're getting to the nub of this now. So Sinn Féin wanted left alone as it currently stands. Given what you've said to me this morning and what we've been hearing from both Micheál Martin and Simon Harris, that's not what's going to happen, is it? There's going to be some level of fuel increase at the pumps once the emergency measures run out.
Yeah, just supposed to address a couple of issues there, Claire. And first of all, from a Sinn Féin perspective and Mairead, I mean, when you're against everything, you're for nothing. You stand for nothing. And Sinn Féin have just displayed exactly what they're all about there in the last 2 minutes. I suppose from the upcoming budget's perspective, in terms of widening the tax gaps, I think that's something really, really important. And definitely, I would be advocating for a significant increase in widening of those gaps to help families and to help individuals right around the country. I think that's really, really important. Obviously, when the budget was done last year in October, nobody could have foresaw the situation that was going to happen in the Strait of Hormuz. Yeah. Most people didn't even hear of Hormuz before at that particular situation. And it was a very specific budget that was but put in place. And it was budget one of five.
Definitely jumped around the question that I asked you, which was whether people can expect to see petrol and diesel increasing at the pumps when the emergency measures run out.
I think the Taoiseach has been very clear, and he said it time and time again, that there will not be a cliff edge. There potentially will be a tapered levelling down. No decision has been made yet, Claire. I think that's really, really important. And the government leaders will be meeting this evening to discuss. And after that, Cabinet and government will make an informed decision based on the economic situation and the war situation in Iraq. An informed decision will be made. But there's plenty of time before the Dáil goes to recess to make that decision. And as I said to you,
Sinn Féin say that people can't afford any increase in fuel. Not right now. Now is not the time.
But as I said to you, like the Brent crude oil is now at $75. It was $115.
Sure, we don't see that 3 months ago. When we don't see that. It doesn't come through. You know that.
But Claire, you drive from Laois up to Dublin every day, and you would have been putting in 220, 230.
But anyway, I don't, and I'm fortunate enough to have electric, so I can't claim to be affected directly by this.
Well, there's many of my constituencies in Carrick, Kilkenny, who drive to Dublin on a daily basis, and they would have been paying 225, 230. They're now paying 160, 150, 170 up along. That is a significant reduction.
And they want to know what they're going to be paying next week, you know, what they're going to be paying.
The measures that were introduced were specific measures because of the brutal pressure that was put on families and farmers because of the significant increase in crude oil, which affected individuals and businesses and householders right across the country. And the government brought in a significant package worth $750 million, which helped people at the pumps with the 32-cent reduction in diesel and 27% in petrol, the additional 4 weeks in the fuel allowance, as I said, a pausing on the 1% carbon levy, a significant agricultural scheme where 32,000 farmers across the country are going to receive on average around €600 each.
We will leave that one there.
Along with the hauliers.
All right, we'll leave that one there. We will wait and see what happens. The government leaders are meeting tonight, and then we're likely to have a decision made on this at Cabinet tomorrow. And let's see what will happen. Mairead Farrell from Sinn Féin, Peter Chapclear from Fianna Fáil, thank you both for being with us this morning, and thank you for all of your messages. Do keep them coming in. We'll return to them as we go through the programme. The WhatsApp number 087 1400 106.
The Claire Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.